Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 127, addressing the myths related to frozen foods and the health benefits of choosing frozen foods. Hi everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. I am your host and the founder of Real World Nutrition, registered dietitian nutritionist, Shelley Royale. And as I continue with this month's theme of National Nutrition Month, I want to address how there's a lot of misinformation about frozen foods. Now, I mentioned March is National Nutrition Month, but March is also National Frozen Foods Month. And the thing is a lot of times when I mention frozen food, people think of pastries and pizza and ice cream and all the less healthy foods, when there really is a lot of frozen foods that need recognition and inclusion in your regular grocery shopping trips and inclusion as part of your overall healthier eating plan. So while I often say that we have this saying that fresh is best, and that's one that I push back against. And this is related to fresh produce and fresh foods. Now, living in the 21st century, freezers are pretty darn common in most households, and some people have more than one. So this is a modern technology, modern-ish invention that allows us to have fresher foods at the ready on a daily basis. So, contrary to popular belief, frozen foods do have benefits and can simplify your weeknight meals, even your weekend meals, your breakfast intake, and can improve your overall nutrition intake by helping you have some of those foods that people tend to find more challenging to consume on a regular basis. So first I want to address some myths related to frozen foods and then address some frozen foods to keep on hand regularly. All right, so myth number one, frozen food is unhealthy or equals unhealthy choices. And as I mentioned already, one of the biggest misconceptions about frozen foods is that it's limited to pizza and ice cream and unhealthy convenience foods. Now, of course, these treats or indulgences certainly have their place. When my son was a teenager, I kept frozen pizzas in the freezer regularly because it was something where he could make it himself and help with balancing out the calories he needed with the, I should say, I provided the healthier meals for the most part, but that was something he could have as a snack on a regular basis. So the frozen aisle, though, is also loaded with nutritious options, including fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and even whole grains. So there's something for everybody's preferences. Myth number two is that frozen foods lack nutritional value. So this myth needs to be shattered once and for all by saying when people say that frozen foods are lacking in nutrients. And truly, really, many of the frozen fruits and vegetables that you get in the freezer aisle are ones that were picked at the peak of ripeness. They were flash frozen to lock in their nutrients, as I say, often suspended in time. And you get the same vitamin, mineral, and antioxidants as their fresh counterparts without worrying about them being spoiled or overripe or going bad. Myth number three, frozen foods are expensive. Actually, frozen foods can be a budget-friendly option. By buying in bulk, taking advantage of sales, you can stock up on your favorite frozen staples without breaking the bank. Consider this, that frozen foods have a longer shelf life than fresh produce and fresh fish, for example, and you can minimize waste and stretch your grocery budget even further. So an example I use here is, while it may seem somewhat expensive on the outset, for example, I buy frozen fish at Costco, and anybody who's been listening to me for any length of time knows I shop at Costco on a regular basis, and that fish can seem expensive, well over $30 in the high $30 range. However, in my home, I get about 5 or 6 meals out of that, and it could last for months. All right, myth number 4. Frozen foods are high in sodium and preservatives. Okay, so this is true that some frozen meals and snacks can be high in sodium and preservatives. Not all frozen foods fit this stereotype. Many companies have responded to consumer demand for healthier options and have lower sodium products. Now, this is something a lot of people don't realize, that companies respond to consumer demand. So when people complain that companies are putting out unhealthy food options, it is consumer demand. They're not going to put things out there that people aren't buying. But anyway, back to the frozen foods. Freezing is a way to preserve foods anyway. People don't realize freezing is a way to preserve foods, just like canning is a way to preserve foods. So there's no need for additional additives or preservatives if we're freezing. So with a little bit of label reading, check the ingredients list and see that the food that you're buying is what is on the ingredients list. So for example, if I'm buying frozen green beans, really green beans is the only thing that needs to be on that list. And you can find frozen foods that align with your dietary goals. And myth number 5, frozen foods are inferior in taste and texture. Now, really, gone are the days of mushy vegetables and overly seasoned entrees, because advances in freezing technology and culinary innovation has brought today's frozen foods with a lot of flavor and of maintaining the texture that we like. Now, there are some things that will have that freezer burn if it's been in the freezer for very long. But regardless of your food preferences, the freezer aisle probably has the foods you like, and it isn't inferior to fresh options. So when I mentioned freezer burn, that doesn't change the nutritional quality of the food, just the texture. And if your foods have freezer burn, you're needing to use those foods on a more regular basis. Okay, so switching gears here. Now that I've addressed some of those common myths related to frozen foods, I want to talk about the benefits of frozen foods. And I've mentioned some of these already, but I want to outline them here. So number 1, convenience. Frozen foods offer so much convenience, allowing you to make a meal, a nutritious meal, in practically minutes. So you can buy pre-cut vegetables, pre-cooked grains, and even pre-seasoned proteins, and you could have a meal in under 30 minutes. And in, for example, I've got salmon defrosting right now, and that'll take maybe not even 20 minutes to put in the oven. With frozen vegetables, another 5 or 6 minutes, not another, while the salmon is in the oven cooking, 5 or 6 minutes in the microwave, and a lot of those pre-cooked grains that are in the freezer aisle take just a few minutes to heat. Super fast, super convenient. Number 2, nutrient retention. So as I said already, these frozen foods retain their nutritional value and flavor because they're frozen at the peak of freshness. So this means you can enjoy strawberries year-round, you can enjoy strawberries year-round, you can enjoy mangoes year-round, and I'm just talking fruit here, but all kinds of foods you can have year-round. Number 3, an extended shelf life. So this is where I love my frozen fruits and veggies, because sometimes I just don't have enough meals in the week to use up what I have. So this can help have frozen Foods can help with having a much longer shelf life than their fresh counterparts and reduces the likelihood of food waste and that money being thrown away. Number four, versatility. Now, I can be in the mood for a cherry smoothie for weeks at a time and then get tired of it and switch over to a different fruit. I can have all kinds of proteins from chicken to various forms of fish to other foods that I can have and create a variety of meals throughout the week. So whether you have a specific diet that you're following, you want to try something new, the freezer aisle often has something for everyone at any meal. And then number five, sustainability. Believe it or not, frozen foods can help reduce food waste. I've said that a few times already today. So manufacturers can preserve the nutrients and flavor, as I said, by freezing the produce at its peak freshness and preventing spoilage. So buying frozen allows you to enjoy those out-of-season fruits and veggies without relying on additional long-haul transportation. Okay, so as I've mentioned, I always have some frozen staples in my fridge. It's my freezer to help me with meals and ensuring that I have a variety of nutrition options. So here's my top five foods that I have in my freezer. Frozen berries and other fruits. So this is most used for adding to my smoothies, oatmeal, yogurt parfaits. These are just always, always in my freezer. Pull out the drawer of my freezer, you're going to find frozen fruit somewhere in there. And these help me get my serving of fruit every day, helping to get the antioxidants, helping to get the fiber, and really just helping to ensure getting my fruit intake. People tell me all the time, they don't have time to eat fruit. I don't know why they don't have time to eat fruit when they have plenty of time to eat other things. But this is an easy way, in my opinion, to get fruit into your daily intake. Now, the other thing I often have in my fridge is frozen broccoli and other vegetables. So broccoli and green beans are the two vegetables that I actually like. I'm a very picky eater, but I do try to have a variety. But really, vitamins, minerals, frozen broccoli, and these other vegetables, they're my go-to. So I always have a couple of bags of frozen vegetables in the fridge so that way I can have vegetables with every meal, more specifically every dinner. And this is where you can buy stir-fry veggies. There's vegetables you can buy that you can put into a one-pot meal. Or I like the microwaving ones. It's something, like I said already, 5 or 6 minutes in the microwave, I've got my side readily available and vegetables are in my home. Number three, another one I've mentioned already is frozen salmon. So I always keep a stash of frozen salmon fillets in my freezer. And this is a quick and easy source of omega-3 fatty acids and protein. And it's often baked, but sometimes it's broiled or grilled. Salmon is just something that, in my opinion, is a delicious as well as nutritious option. And because I live in a landlocked state and one of the driest states in the mainland United States, it helps me get my fish without paying a premium price for it. Number four, the frozen pre-cooked grains. Now, many people don't even know this exists in the freezer aisle, but you can buy frozen brown rice and frozen quinoa, and it's convenient to have. You can make it as a base for salads, to go with stir fries. You can make grain bowls, and these whole grains can be added to any meal without the hassle of cooking from scratch. Now, I just say the hassle of cooking from scratch. I don't believe that brown rice or quinoa takes a lot of work to make from scratch. It just takes time to make from scratch. And if it's something where I'm like, oh shoot, I want to have a grain like rice or quinoa with dinner. If I haven't planned ahead by 30 or 40 minutes to get it cooking, I would be without. So these frozen options are really, really helpful. And then number five, additional protein foods, including chicken, as I've mentioned already, and ground meats. So I say, why does it always have to be fresh? Sure, you can buy fresh chicken and buy fresh ground meat, and I usually buy the ground meat fresh. I just buy it in larger quantities and then break it up into smaller bags and freeze it. So I also have not just the salmon I mentioned already, but I usually have shrimp and other fish options. I have various cuts of chicken. And then I said already, I have the ground meat because I usually buy in bulk because it's a lower price point. And I can just reach in and grab that ground meat baggie that I have in the freezer for dinner tonight or tomorrow. So those are the things that I usually have in my freezer. If you came into my home at any given moment, you would probably find all of those foods in my freezer. Because frozen foods are so convenient, they're budget-friendly, they're nutritious, they're delicious, and while I may have a meal plan throughout the week, sometimes various things come up, and it's okay. I'm not going to have to worry about, oh, that meat that I bought is going to have to sit for another day or two because we have plans for something else. It's there, and there's plenty of options there. So I just encourage you that next time you're in the freezer aisle, take a look at some of those things that are there. There are things besides those convenience foods. And I tell people, don't hesitate to stock up on your favorite frozen staples so you can get creative in the kitchen and ensure that you have a balanced meal each week. All right, balanced meal every day, I should say, not just each week. All right, everyone, that is it for this episode of the Real World Nutrition Podcast. I would love for you to do a couple things for me. I would really appreciate it. Click on the follow button so you get the new episodes whenever they come out on Friday mornings in your favorite podcast app. If you would like to do a review, I would also appreciate that. And if you take a look in the show notes, I do have links there. So if you would like to schedule a free 30-minute introductory call with me or learn more about the various things that I do at Real World Nutrition, you can see the information there to click on the link and check out the website. All right, everyone, that is really it for this week's episode. Take care and bye for now.